Welcome back to It's All G. Oh my goodness, where shall we start?
So the last episode was all about the song.
Yeah, it was everything about the song.
And that was fun, you know.
It was cute. Oh my gosh, it was amazing.
Yeah, and like it's so cute to see the kids singing it.
Oh
our
my
kids.
God, and our niece and nephew as well. It's adorable. They know it by heart, by the way. Like, and like Seth and like even Freya, they like try to do the rap and like,
they dance to it. So yeah, that's pretty awesome.
It's awesome. Like Seth always says, oh, can we listen to your song, Dada? Your song?
Yeah, it makes me feel great.
Sweet.
Like out of all the songs he could pick on Apple Music.
First, right now his new song is like Uptown Funk, Bruno Mars. So it's first Uptown
and
Funk.
And also the opening song of Mashal.
Whatever
which
is
an anime and it's a fire song. If you haven't heard it, just type Mashal opening song on YouTube.
Yeah.
Season 2, absolute fire. So yeah, those are his favorite songs now.
First it's Uptown Funk, then this Mash, whatever. Mashal. And then it's Dada song. Here's the Dada song, please. And Nangi also, same. She has a good little dance. Her new dance is like she just shakes her arms like this.
Yeah, and then one leg.
One
leg and then turn and then keeps spinning.
Yeah, it's adorable.
Might be a ballerina, who knows?
Oh, soon, I'm going to put in everything.
Speaking of putting in everything, Seth Boy has been taking up quite a few activities.
Yeah, so actually as soon as he turned 3, the correct age, you know, to like start sports is kind like, you know, like football, swimming. He actually started when he was 1.5.
Yeah.
But he actually, no, not 1.5.
He started pretty young.
Yeah, he started like 3 months, I think. That was during COVID where we taught him.
Big difference from 1.5 to 3 months.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. So when he was 3 months, we did the whole teaching him to swim in the bathtub because of COVID. And then we, after COVID, obviously, when he was 1.5, we put him into NCC. That's called the Rainbow Swim Academy. We put him there, and that was actually, it was one of us had to like jump in with him and, you know, like swim with him, do all the activities. But then as soon as he turned 3, he has to transfer himself to the baby pool. And that is where we don't get in. He has to go by himself. So as soon as he turned 3, I think maybe like he turned 3 in Jan, then I decided, okay, in March, I'm going to put him in, you know, to do like football, going in by himself. But then I realized that wasn't, like, he wasn't ready for that.
He was just a tad too young.
Yeah.
And, like, when I say that, I mean a couple of months, not, like, you know, not a year too young.
Yeah.
Because these classes start at 3, but at the age of exactly 3, he was still a little bit more, used to.
Yeah, he wanted to go, but he wanted us with him. Like, you know, he wanted us to be inside with him, you know, doing the activities with him.
Yeah.
And like,
but now 6 months later,
it's crazy.
Completely different. Like,
oh my
he loves.
Like, just last week, we just saw the change. Like, suddenly he just walks in confidently. But he has to still see that we're outside watching him. He kept looking back for football, this was. And he did everything. He lasted for like 45 minutes. And I was like, oh my gosh, my baby boy is growing up. I felt
Tennessee didn't last the whole class.
Tennessee didn't last. I think maybe Tennessee will go try one more time and see. He was there for maybe like max half an hour. But but for me, I think maybe Tennessee is a bit too boring for him right now. He's still too young to like concentrate, but we'll try one more class and see. And if he doesn't like it, then we'll just stop and maybe later, because he does like it.
He loved the swimming, he loved the football.
Yeah, he loved swimming.
So it's just about finding what he likes as well.
So we'll just figure it out.
And
you
Nangi's
know?
Also started her swimming classes.
Oh my gosh, Nangi.
She
also
was a bit of a terror at first.
Sort of 1.5, I put her, she went with me. Every time anyone looked at her or spoke to her, she'll howl and cry. So then it just kept happening. But now she's much better. Like, she's laughing, smiling. But if anyone comes to her to talk to her, like if the teacher comes to like take her to do something, she's like, no. She wants mama. But she actually, like, I think if she keeps going every week, she'll get used to it. Yeah, we haven't been that consistent because they're always sick, you know.
And then the rains were crazy.
The rain, oh my gosh, it's just been a nightmare. So now finally we told ourselves, okay, June, we're going to do everything with them, you know, make time and like, because they really love it and like, it's nice.
And the thing is, it has to be done with us. So
yeah, it has to. Other side, yeah.
Have to make the time.
That's what we don't want anyone else taking them. It has to be one of us. So, yeah. But now we actually got a call today saying that Abby can start school, which is crazy. Like when she, when the teacher called me, the teacher called me and she's like, hi, first, Shehana
and
I.
Yeah, we were together and Seth was in school.
And then I got a, and you can see the school call, the name.
Yeah, the school is calling and I was like, wait, what?
The two of us looked at it like a heart sang. We were like, oh my
what
God.
What has happened to Seth, right?
Yeah. And like, answer the hello.
That was funny.
And then she's like, oh, hi, you can enroll Abiela in July. Do you want us to call her Shalom or Abby? And I was like, you can call her Abby. That was really cute. I was like, oh, wow. No one has actually
asked
her.
By the way, her full name is Abiela Shalom Gomez.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure they knew that.
I don't know. But I just okay. For the sake of it. And also Seth Avendra Gomez.
So, yeah, and then she was just like, you know, do you want to first start with summer camp with Seth? So I was just like, might as well the two of them go together for summer camp.
Yeah, and because like, she already goes to pick him up from school every day.
And she loves it. She's always putting her head out. And she knows also, like, you know, the time, like, to pick him up, she's like, pick Aya, pick Aya, pick Aya.
Yeah.
Even when it's not time, she thinks
and
are coming out.
And she also knows when we're getting to the school because she'll ask me to put the shutter down.
Yeah.
You know, so that she can look out the window.
It's crazy how much, like, she has changed, you know, like from
how quick they develop.
Yeah, it's nuts. Like she understands so well, like everything we say, like even when we tell her not to do something, but she still does it. Oh my gosh, she's a little rascal.
Yeah, she's a terror in comparison to Seth.
Yeah, like we were like talking, like Shannon and I were discussing. We were like, I'd said that that age was very mature. I think I don't know if not mature, but.
Yeah,
I don't know,
I
maybe his demeanor was a bit more...
He's a bit more mature than other kids, for sure.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, in comparison, Abby's such a child.
Abby's such a child. Yeah, she's screaming, jumping around and shouting. Okay, no, she's
like, boy, where do you think
everyone,
where do you
everyone
think she
is saying she's like me, because I used to be like a little terror.
Yeah, you're like a child still. So.
I'm not a child. Child at heart.
Sure.
But, no, yeah, like...
a child at chest, though.
You are so rude. Oh, God. Anyway, but honestly, like, we have been, like, the biggest challenge now for the two of us is how we control Seth and Abby. Like, you know, basically, they love each other, of course.
Yeah.
They love each other. They kiss
they
each, other,
each other.
Adore each other. But then one person comes to take the toy, the other person comes to take this toy, and
they
it's just like...
They always want what the other person has.
Yeah.
It's absolutely crazy. You have to always give them the same thing or expect some kind of, you know, retribution from the one that doesn't get it. So, yeah, and like Abby's still too,
she's
too
still
small
to
really
understand,
explain it to
her.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, when we tell her, no, this is Aya's for now, let Aya play, she loses it. She's like, no!
Yeah, and she tries to hit with stuff.
Like even if you tell her not to hit, she just keeps trying to do it. So like I think when she gets a little bit older, we're working on it. I mean, Seth was the same as well, and Seth eventually started learning. Yeah. I mean, he still has his moments where he wants to whack Nangi, and then when he whacks her, she comes, and then the two of us are like, whoa, stop.
Yeah.
It's honestly so cute also, but it's just like, it's interesting, you know, to see.
And see, the thing is, like, obviously, I know Seth understands better and Seth knows better. So, I'm a little harder on him to do the right thing, you know, because Nangi doesn't understand. But then there's also only so much I can be hard on him and let her get away with certain things.
Yeah, like
because he calls me out. He's like, hey, look.
If Nangi does something, he's like, hey, she did it.
Yeah.
Why aren't you saying anything?
Nangi spilled this. Yeah. Nangi drew on this. Yeah. You know, like, so...
We're still, I mean, it's a learning thing. I mean, being a parent, you're learning.
Yeah, but it's so interesting.
It's so interesting.
So
like,
intriguing.
Like, the two of us just sometimes just sit and we just watch them and we're just like, oh my God.
I mean, the two of us sit every night and discuss, like, what the kids did for the day. We watch all the videos. So, like, you know, we kind of are so engrossed in what how they're developing and how they're changing.
Oh,
and it's just crazy. So, like, I want to see... whether Abby's timelines are the same or whether, you know, she'll be different.
I mean, now when we watch the videos, like, of Seth back then, when, like, he was, like, Nangi's age, like, you can see, oh, my God, like, there are comparisons. Like, you know, Abby was just like that. Like, when Seth used to, like, he used to love to just scream for life. Abby's the same. She's so cute. She loves to just go running around the house screaming.
Mm.
And then she loves shouting also from the bottom. Da-da!
Definitely dada's girl.
Yeah, I think she's turning
But no, I mean,
no, when she wants comfort, it's me.
Yeah.
It's like,
but that is kind of like what parental roles are about also. Yes,
yeah. Even Seth wants me for comfort.
I'm for fun, you are for comfort.
Yeah. No, I'm fun too. but you're more fun.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not saying that you're not fun. It's just that they know I'm more fun.
Yeah, and like sometimes I restrict Abby like to do things like.
But no, Abby gets angry with me when I tell her not to do things.
Ah, yeah. She tries to like.
She loses it.
She loses. Yeah.
And then like not she'll be me crying that much, and like screaming and looking at me to see if I'll react. So I just stare at her. Then she screams again.
Yeah, and then she just walks away. Yeah. But no, she tries to. She's not scared. Like back then, Seth, like when we used to scold him or say like, no, you shouldn't do this. He used to be really like, you know, he'd listen.
Actually, no. Yeah,
he's so obedient.
And
like,
by talking to other people, it's kind of like a second child syndrome. I don't know.
Yeah, everyone I talk to is like, oh, the second story, child. Yeah. And if it's a girl, everyone says, oh, the girl, good luck. But she's like not scared at all. Like when we tell her something, she's just like, she'll just keep doing it. But I guess when she gets a little older, she'll understand a bit more. I don't know if she's just trying to be a rascal.
And as she doesn't believe in corporal punishment, so.
No.
That's how she's going to handle it, but not me.
Just go, man. I'll whack you. I mean, of course, you have. There's obviously gentle parenting, and there is the parenting where, you know, you have to be hard on them. I think we have to balance both, of course. I mean, he's.
Definitely.
Yeah, he's more of the hard parent. But I am sometimes, right? They don't take much notice, though. They don't care, like, mom, whatever.
I don't think there's anyone that takes you too seriously.
Hey guys, just want to take a second and shout out my YouTube page, Asher Gomez. That's where I post all about lifestyle and travel.
And also, please check out our Patreon. We hope to post more behind-the-scenes content of our daily lives. So please subscribe and show your support. Cheers.
But of course, like, you know, the two of us are really trying to balance it. Like, you know, how we handle it. We don't want to be harsh as well. Like, you know, we'd always regret it later, you know. So there's always, there's a balance. And there's, of course, like, we are still learning. We're still, like, you know, there's no right way always.
But if Seth hits, I smack his hand.
He does, like, you do the
flick.
Him
one of those.
Yeah, I don't like that
do
though. But yeah, but he has.
And the thing is, I also then, once he's done trying, explain to him why I did it and apologize.
Yeah, he does apologize, and he also understands.
I always tell him, I don't, it's not that I want to do it, right? Like, it's not that I get this urge to smack him. It's just that when a child is misbehaving and they need to be disciplined, I believe that, you know, it's not such a bad form of discipline, because when I was growing up, my dad used to use corporal punishment up until quite a late age. And looking back on it, you know, and there's not a single moment I hate him for, or like, you know, feel anger about, because I know he always did it to correct me and like make me a better person. So in that sense of it, I don't believe that it's such a bad thing. And sometimes it is necessary, but obviously, you know, not out of anger, but out of the want to create a better child. Like, so you were never hit growing up, and that's obviously evident.
And I shut up! What the hell? I'm not a spoiled child. You can ask.
Only child.
No.
You know the one time that her dad smacked her, right? So here's the story. They're in the car together, and her dad's obviously grilling her about something, or like lecturing her about something, and she,
no, he was forcing me to do something. No, he was forcing me to go for tennis.
Under her breath, she goes bloody curse for him to hear, though. Like, if I had said that, man, I would have had a home to live in. Like, seriously. So her dad hears that and obviously smacks her. She cries, and then guess what? Like, the whole of Colombo, his friends are calling him and telling him, you better apologize to her.
No.
You can't do that.
Oh my God.
Like, that's
but
the
no,
one time
no,
she's
no.
ever been smacked in her life. That's
but
what
no,
happened.
And, that was one
and you're
time
not spoiled.
No, I'm not. You must be joking. I'm actually a very good child.
That's what a spoiled child would say.
No, you can ask my parents anytime.
I'm joking.
Oh my God, I'm going to hate you. Yeah, but that was one time where I just lost it. I think he was just forcing me to like go for tennis, and I didn't want to go for tennis. Like I was done. Like I was like, I can't. And then I was like, oh, this is a bloody curse. And then he said, what did you say? Pat, whack on my face. And I was like, what did you just do? Like I had never ever, like me and my dad were like.
And this was at the age of what? Like this was after we started dating.
Yeah, yeah, I was like 17, 18 or something. Like, yeah, it was nuts. Because we'd never fight. We'd never like, as in like we'd fight or we argue, but it has never got to that point. I think I just lost it. But I feel so bad. Seeing that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like, of course, like, I don't agree with the whole, I don't agree with it, but I appreciate when he apologizes, because Seth actually remembers and he says, it's okay, Dada. Like, you know, he understands. So, and it's like, sometimes he does things sometimes where it's like, oh my God, like, why did you do this? Like, when he comes in Nangi and smacks her with something, it's just like, sometimes you have to shout and be like, no, you can't do that. You can't hurt her. So it's learning. We're learning and we're just trying to manage it.
So yeah, we have our own arguments.
We have so many arguments about this, but we love our children.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I love them. Yeah, so, yeah. You know, it's not like I'm getting drunk and coming home to smack them every day.
I smack you. But yeah, this is kind of like, you know, just a small little life update on like what we've been dealing with as parents, and you know, it's crazy, and we just absolutely love it, of course, and every day is like a new challenge, new adventure, and it's amazing, you know, it's such an amazing experience, and it's like, you know, there are so many parents who always like, you know, always ask me, they ask me, oh no, how do you do this, how do you do that, but like sometimes I don't have the right answer to give them because we are still learning as well, you know, so we always say, you know, just like
we'll share as much as we go along, but like
there's no
I hope you know that
no right way,
and we're not perfect either.
No, not at all, so
our methods might not work for you, but you know, the main thing is that you keep trying, because it's such a rewarding and like such a blessing to be parents, and hopefully one more on the way.
Are you mad? That's a joke. I'm not gonna say this. So that's this weird theory that I have. So so like the last two years, I mean the first time when I got pregnant with Seth and the second time with Abby, I wanted to go laser my underarms, you know. Every time I tried to
laser hair removal.
Every time I tried it, I got pregnant with Seth, I got pregnant with Abby. And now I really want to do it the third time, but I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so scared that I'm going to get pregnant. And it's just like all in my head, but no, I'm going to do it. I have to do it. I've been wanting to do it. Yes. Just don't get me pregnant. Please, not right now. Maybe later when the kids are a little older. Like for me right now, I want the kids to be independent. And like, it's not easy, you know. It's definitely not easy, like, you know, to manage both of them, their emotions. When both of them are like so upset. Like, so right now, we're definitely not ready for a third. But maybe later. We'll see. I don't know. Maybe
I like
not.
Surprises, you know.
Oh, you like surprises, do you? But not right now.
Surprise!
But anyways, this is a small little update.
And also, you have your Mama Poo meetup coming up, don't you?
Oh my God, yeah. I'm so excited. I completely forgot about that.
Yeah.
It's happening soon.
So her and my brother's wife, Danny, are doing the Mama Poo meetup. Where are we having it this time?
Bayleaf. We're having it at Bayleaf. So I'm going to give them lunch and we're just going to sit and just chat, like, you know. It'll be nice.
And Ashi Poo is most generous
soul. Oh my gosh, please.
She doesn't want to charge anyone, any of the moms for it. She wants to do it out of the goodness of her heart, which I find, which I admire so much. But like, you know, if you're good at something, don't do it for free. I know you don't believe in that, but that's amazing of you, you know. So
thanks. But anyways, we honestly hope you enjoyed this little podcast. I actually enjoyed this. It was really nice.
It was nice.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, so we can keep you guys updated with all that's going on in our lives. And if there's anything you'd like to hear, please do drop a comment. And don't forget to give us a thumbs up. And like we always say,
it's all G. This podcast is a Creator Cast production.